I remember one night when Eldon called me, and he said, he actually called Cheryl. He didn't have my phone number, so he called her number. We were sitting at a little restaurant in Grapevine having a little meal after church on Sunday night, and he said, Dr. Gary Young has just called me, and he wants to know if you and Thurman will fly to Salt Lake City tomorrow and pray for him. Last Tuesday, he fell out of a tree 30 feet in the air and crushed his lower back. And he's in home in bed in excruciating pain. I said, we'll be happy to go out there and pray for him. But I said, tell him to call me on my cell phone before the night's over. So we left there and we come out to the post office about 10 o'clock at night. My cell phone rang, and it was Dr. Young. And I said, Dr. Young, are you in pain? He said, Thurman, I am in excruciating pain. I said, so your lower back is crushed? Yes. I said, well, God don't want you to be in pain, so I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you right now, according to Mark 11:23. Now, what does Mark 11:23 say? What does it say? What kind of limitations did God give you and me in Mark 11:23? Now, that's awesome to think that he give. You have no limitations? No, that couldn't be true. Oh, that's what it says. Now, here's a dangerous guy up here. He's believing the Word of God now. Well, see, I believe the Word of God too. And that night I spoke in the name of Jesus. And I said, Dr. Young, Jesus is going to give you a supernatural healing. Now, you don't realize how important your words are. Jesus is going to do a supernatural healing on your back. I guarantee it, because Mark 11:23 says, and I quoted that, and I hung up the phone. We drive down the road, a real long prayer, wasn't it? You know, just a few words. We drive down the road about a mile, and Cheryl looks over me, and she said, well, honey, what do you think about him? And this is what came out of my mouth. No problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Does that sound like faith? What did Jesus say I could have? I mean, surely he didn't mean that. Really? If he really meant that, then why did I in the church live so far below what was rightfully mine for so many years? Unbelief. It's hard to be in church and learn these things. You almost got to go home and get with God. Get on your face before him. Because, you know, these things are too powerful for the average person to grasp. Do you know that? What did he say, honey? What did Jesus say I could have? Really? He really did? Oh, he's not big enough to fulfill that. Oh, you think he can do that? What can Jesus do? Hey, the King of the universe, ain't nothing hard for Jesus, right? He's the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And so we get home, pull up in the driveway. I'm unloading the pickup, and all of a sudden my cell phone rings. I pull it out of my pocket. I don't recognize the number. I said, punch the button. I said, hello, this is Thurman. He said, Thurman, this is Dr. Gary Young. I said, well, praise God. He said, I'm already completely healed. I'm already completely healed. He said, I got out of bed. He said, the minute you prayed the prayer of faith for me, my pain stopped. He said, I didn't have no more pain, so I eased over to the side of the bed to see if I could stand up. And he said, I could stand up. He said, I reached down and picked up my five-year-old son. I had no pain in my back. So he said, I ran up the stairs with my five-year-old son. I come back down, and he said, I run outside. I run up towards one of the neighbor's house and run up and told him, hey, praise God, I'm healed. And he said, Thurman, I can do anything, and I have no pain. Now then, that was done with a real long, dedicated prayer. You notice how simple I prayed that? And Jesus showed up. And then, of course, months later, when Eldon, Nancy's husband over here, there's Nancy right over there. She's here praying for people, too. She's a great woman of faith, too. But he went out there. Y'all go together to that seminar where he showed the video. Yeah, they both went out there. Dr. Young showed the x-ray that he finally went in to have his back x-rayed. When he had the back x-ray, now you notice, what did my prayer say? Lord, give Dr. Young a supernatural healing in his back. Now, do you think that could be different than just give him a normal healing in his back? What could be the difference between a normal healing and a supernatural healing? Somebody said, what difference does it make? He got healed. Okay, but when they done the x-ray, guess what? Where the parts of his back was all crushed, according to an x-ray, there was nothing there. You couldn't see it. It was invisible. fact, the doctor that looked at it first said, Gary, don't bend over. There's nothing in your back to hold you up. But he'd been running and playing, lifting weights all this time. Do you think God might have a little bit of material he could put in there that you can't see on an x-ray? Do you think he could just do that? Yeah. That's just like whenever, way back in the 60s, when this engineer that built a U-2, when he decided after that we needed a faster one and a higher flying airplane than a U-2, and he decided to build one that'd fly five times as fast as a U-2 and two or three times as high. And so he built the SR-71. Now then somebody say, that speed? Nobody could build an airplane that flies at that speed. At that speed, even at altitude, the temperature of the skin would be 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. That is quite a machine, isn't it? Dave asked me the other day when we was talking about it, he said, you reckon he had a problem with ice at altitude? I said, I don't think he had any problem with ice at altitude with 1,100 degrees wing temperature. Do you? Now, do you know that if you had asked the best engineers we had back in the 60s if we could build an airplane that would do what the SR-71 did, you know what every engineer would have told you? Impossible. No, it's impossible. Can't be done. Can't be done. But this guy, he had knowledge. Obviously, it come from God, and he built the SR-71, and this thing started flying in 62, I believe it was, somewhere. But the last flight was in 1992, and it has served, I think, five or six different presidents, and they finally retired the SR-71. It's now sitting in museums around the country. Only a handful of men ever flew this thing, but it was the fastest airplane, and it's flown all over the world. I mean, over Russia, everywhere, and they have fired hundreds and hundreds of missiles and rockets at this SR-71, and nobody has ever been able to knock it out of the sky. And we retired that thing in 92. So it makes you wonder what we might have today, huh? Now then, in the 60s, if you'd ask the average engineer, is it possible to build an airplane that'll fly 3.5 Mach at 120,000 feet, they all would have said, no, it cannot be done. But this guy did it. Now then, let me tell you what. I made a statement in a business meeting one time years ago with a bunch of VPs and CEOs of a company I was working for. I said, if you give me 12 men that have no knowledge of their limitations, I will move the world for you. Think about what I just said. If you let me raise up a dozen young men, and I never tell them that you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, a young man starts growing up and he comes, Daddy, what do you think about that? Oh, well, son, you can't do that. That's, you know, you're just not made for that. So if you build that into him all of his life, what's he going to be able to do? If you constantly tell him he can't, what do you think he's going to grow up being able to do? Nothing. But if you tell him, oh, yeah, son, Jesus said in Philippians 4:13, in fact, let's see what Philippians 4:13 says. Mark 11:23 is pretty powerful, isn't it? I can do a few things through Christ which strengthens me. Oh, is that not what it said, son? What does it say? Or is Christ in you? And what can you do? So you need to start telling yourself, when somebody says, you know, you can't do that, you say, hey, you're dealing with the wrong puppy here. You know, I can do all things because I'm a Christian. See, that's the thing we need to throw out there. See what we do? That's just like that mayor the other day out there in California. I was never so amazed and dumbfounded in my life when the ACLU came against him when he said, we need to keep our city Christian. And he met with all the pastors and they filed two lawsuits against him within hours that the ACLU and the AC and the CAIR, the Muslim organization. So what did he do? He goes and humbly apologizes to all of them for what he said. You know what I'd have told them? If you don't like what I said, get lost. Find you another town. But my town, I want my town Jesus freaks. Don't you? Hey, you know what's been wrong with us so long? We're apologizing for Jesus. We shouldn't apologize for Jesus. You know, if you're in school today and somebody finds out you're a Jesus kid, oh, everybody makes fun of you and we don't want to be around nobody. Instead of doing something great for God, Instead of stand up and say, hey, I'm going to heaven. You guys all going to hell. You know, I'm going to go to heaven. Praise God. Let them know you know who you are in Christ. And then be somebody. Hey, you know, hey, I can do all things through Christ. Praise God. That's just like whenever I was in high school. I mean, I liked math. And so the leader of the math class, when we came to the, I think it was Algebra 2. No, it was Plane Geometry. Take it back, it was Plane Geometry. When we came to the last finishing course, he wanted us to prove Theorem of Pythagoras. He wanted somebody to prove every angle, every square, every line, everything in that thing with all the formulas and everything. And I told him, I said, Mr. Tesson, I can do that. He said, Thurman, I wouldn't doubt that. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Friday, I'm going to let you have the whole, he said, it'll take a whole hour to do that. He said, are you willing to get up before the class and prove every angle, every line, and every square and everything in that entire thing that I put on the board? He said, I said, I sure will. I said, I can do it. Now, see, I'd raised up in a home where my mama said, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. That's all I'd heard all my life. I can do all things. So what can I do? If I believe mama in God, you know, I got to believe, right? Amen. So I believed. And so I got up before that class, and Mr. Tesson said, Thurman is going to give you a briefing on what we're going to have. This is going to be the final test. I'm going to put this on the board, and everybody's got to prove every angle and square and line and everything in this thing for your final test. He said, Thurman's going to do a review for us. And I proved that entire thing in 1 hour and never missed a single formula or nothing or a single rule and everything. And I got a 100% on my final grade in plane geometry for proving all that. Now then, as a Christian, I can do a few things through Christ. Now, if I believe I can do a few things, then I would have missed a few answers. But I believe I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So what kind of limitations did God give us as His children? None. So when it comes to healing, did He say that He's already bore our sickness and removed our disease? What did He tell us to do when we sin? Repent. Is it hard to repent? No. So when we repent and then we pray in faith, how many times does God say yes to His answers?
We are going to stop for today. But we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.